This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
And this week, Father Gabriel Dolan, who is a Kiltegan Father of the St. Patrick's Missionary Society, was awarded the 2023 Presidential Distinguished Service Award by the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins. He's just one of 13 individuals to receive the award for 2023, and he was recognised in the category of Peace, Reconciliation and Development. Now, for more than 40 years, Father Dolan has lived and worked as a missionary in Kenya with the support of Mission Cara. He really has fought tirelessly for the human rights of the marginalised and the poor. Now, in the process, he's elevated Ireland's international reputation through his inspiring accomplishments and his work. Well, Rob Clark caught up with Father Dolan yesterday and to just ask him a little bit about his work. And here's how their chat went.
You're originally from County Fermanagh. Yes. Can you remember your first days arriving in Kenya?
Absolutely. I remember that I arrived in early September 1982. It was immediately after the attempted coup. So Kenya was a tense country at the time. I arrived in Nairobi, and Nairobi was a beautiful place. And within a couple of days, 48 hours, I was in Turkana, in the middle of the desert, just after a famine. So that's the way I remember it. I couldn't believe that. I knew where I was going, but I'd never experienced anything like a place that was so remote and so impoverished and just post-famine. So it was a challenging place, but it was a place for young people. There was a lot of energy because there was a lot of young people around.
40 years of work, you've written a memoir on your work. I want to talk about that in a minute, but give us a flavour of the kind of thing you've been doing.
But one consistency that I've been working on over a lot of those years is issues of land, protecting public land and of access to land for poor communities and distribution of land, and also to work with communities that faced eviction. That's both in urban and in rural areas, where squatters have been there, where poor families have resided there and are threatened by either industrialists or government functions. That would be a consistent thing. So that means that you work just with communities and giving them voice and giving them focus and getting them on the radio, giving them a voice and letting their issues. So empowering them to represent themselves, because we would rarely go to court, but sometimes you have to. We say court is a last resort, because if you fail in court, then you face eviction and you face violence. So that would be one issue. Housing is another. Matters of corruption we'd have been dealing with. And then you have a whole lot of, we always provide a service of walk-in clients, you know, people who have labor issues, who have family issues, who have inheritance issues, women who face dispossession when their husbands pass on, and that the culture doesn't allow them to inherit land and property. So we almost deal with almost everything. And a lot of issues that we would deal with nowadays too are associated with protection of older people. because, and a lot of people have been murdered and killed. And it's usually related to issues of land and inheritance. So we have a whole program protecting older citizens that now we hope to expand to get access to justice for them.
Now, yes. I know that you're someone who believes that the poor and the marginalized have the capacity to liberate themselves if given the space, the time, and the opportunity to organize themselves. Will you talk to us about that?
Yes, you know, I mean, if you talk about the land cases that they are, and communities are facing eviction, or their communities' housing is being demolished for the sake of development projects and stuff like that, I think we always meet those communities and said, you know, we're just giving them focus. We're giving them an opportunity to be heard. And if there's a case in court, it's they who go to court, and we're just assisting them with legal representation. But always with the poor, we tell them that even if you have to go to court, no matter how poor you are, you've got to make some contribution. You've got to invest in your own case, because there's a danger that you may be bought off or exploited or threatened. But if a community invests and takes a risk with cash and with community and with community organization, they will stay for the long haul. And we know that then they will get recognition. Yeah. And so you have to give them exposure to media, social media, but even local community radio, which is all over Africa, and the print media also, that their case be heard.
Yeah.
And that they become recognized, because the poor are generally invisible and inaudible. They're not heard, you know, but given a voice, they can articulate. And that space, they can articulate their own needs, and they can come up with community leaders of their own. So like you're accompanying them, but they have that power to do it themselves. Mm-hmm. And I've seen that over the years, like in land cases, even if it takes 10 years, 12 years, some of these cases, they're still there. Communities that have resisted eviction, even forcefully, some of them are still there. And even those that have to be removed, then are removed with dignity, are given, they're relocated to another place, and they're given compensation and resettlement. That's now within the law, and we've been working within the system for that. So, and again, even if it's the issues of gender-based violence, we train people how to use the judicial process.
Yeah, how to stand up for themselves.
Yes. And to go right from reporting a case to the police, and how to follow it in court, and to have that confidence. Mm-hmm. Those things are alien to the poor, but when they get there, they can say, I never thought I could do this, but this is manageable, you know? Mm-hmm.
Father Gabriel, 40 years, what's been the secret? What's kept you going these years?
I mean, what's kept me going, I suppose, is the people that I work with. You know, I've never worked alone. I've always worked with local Kenyan people, mostly young people, men and women, who have that same passion. And I think that that's infectious. I share my passion, they share theirs. I'm inspired by their stories. And I think in this line of human rights and peacemaking, you meet the best of people. I suppose the inspiration of the gospel, I believe, you know, whatever you're doing, you're planting seeds. Mm-hmm. We're planting seeds. It's seeds of faith, it's seeds of eruption, it's seeds of change. And you're asked to plant that seed and to nurture it, but you can't determine its outcome. And so you've got to be open to say, we may seem to have failed, but you know, when the seed dies, it'll give rise to, you know, a community may seem to have suffered, but their children will have known and will come back and remember that issue and give life to something else. So it's a continuing process of life and death and of planting and awakening. When I read the gospel, I can see in the experience of Christ, it's that's what we experience.
So what sort of shape is the church in? How are things in Kenya? What sort of shape is the church in?
I think what's unique about the church in most of Africa is that it's a younger church. So it's been a lay church from the beginning, because there certainly weren't enough priests. It's very much a layperson's church. If you start about where churches meet as small Christian communities and reflect on the gospel and their lives, and support one another and care for the weak in their communities. It's that type of a church. that people are well informed, committed. It's a much more of, it's a people's church.
Listen, you've written a memoir, Undaunted: Stories of Freedom in a Shackled Society. Now it chronicles your work and your experiences. How did you find time to write it, and where is that book available?
Part of the book is my reflections that I write a weekly column in newspapers in Kenya. I've done so for 15 years. The other half of it, I did during COVID. As a human rights organization, we kind of changed our work, but we never shut down. So, but at the same time, there was enough free time because churches were closed. So I said, let me just put some of this together. That's when it started. And I said, this is coming together and let's see what happens. And then at the end of it, the Open Society, they offered and knew I was doing it, and they said we'd pay for the publishing.
Well, listen, Father Gabriel Dolan, it's been a pleasure having you on Spirit Radio, and every blessing going back to Kenya for your work going forward. And sure, we'll see you in another 40 years. Why not?
Please, God. Fair enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. God bless.
God bless.
That was Spirit Radio's Rob Clark talking to Father Gabriel Dolan about his work in Kenya. And if you just joined us, Father Gabriel is a missionary priest, and with the support of Mission Cara, has been working in the area of human rights amongst the poor and marginalised for the last 40 years in Kenya. And he was recently awarded the Presidential Distinguished Service Award. And his book, Undaunted: Stories of Freedom in a Shackled Society, is available through biblio.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.